Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Have you ever realized how big a part listening plays in the process of communication? You there? You're going home already. Developing good listening skills will help you to be successful in life. But when you listen carefully to God and His Word, it makes you a success in the things of life. If you want a title for this, hearing the Word will change your life. Mark Twain said, "Wisdom is the reward you get for a lifetime of listening when you would have rather talked." You know, listening is a skill that we need to develop both naturally and spiritually. In both cases, when you listen properly, your life is better. God is the ultimate communicator, but we've got to listen. He clearly communicates in His Word the expectations, the boundaries, and the promises that are for us. Now, a lot of people, they like the promise part. But you know, in His Word, He communicates boundaries. Come on now. He communicates expectations. We're always expecting something from Him, but He expects something from us too. Now, that's another subject. I just thought I'd throw that in, okay? We need to be willing to hear God's Word in order to have a successful Christian life. Actually, even to have a successful natural life. Because He said that He wanted us to have life and have it more abundantly. And He just wasn't talking about spiritually. He's talking about all life, natural life, spiritual life. You know, I'm just going to read a few verses from the Word of God here to start with. Proverbs 1:5 says, the New King James, I'll tell you if I read something different. "A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel." The NLT reads it like this: "Let the wise man listen to these proverbs," or "let the wise listen to these proverbs and become even wiser. Let those who understand receive guidance." And I'm going to read these from New King James and the NLT. Proverbs 4:10, "Hear, my son, receive my sayings, and the years of your life will be many. My child, listen to me. Do as I say, and you will have a long, good life." Now, everybody's looking forward to that, but we got to listen to what God tells us. And then Proverbs 5:7, "Therefore, hear me now, my children, and do not depart from the words of my mouth." NLT says it. "So now, my sons, listen to me. Never stray from what I'm about to say." Now, how many of you have ever had mom or dad or your guardian or your grandpa or grandma or somebody say to you, "Listen to what I'm saying"? Half of this congregation has had that happen. I will let you know, it happened to me more than once. Sometimes 3 or 4 times a day, my mama would say, now, when she would get my full name, I knew, hey, this, they ain't no more playing around. I better really listen. Because she'd say, "Kenneth Wayne Hagin, listen to what I'm saying." Anybody know what that means? When it gets to that point, when mama use your full name, whoa, baby. Yes, all over. Anybody know what I'm talking about except myself? Oh, yeah. Now, with dad, I might get away with when mama, you can get away, mama, you didn't get away with nothing. Well, my mama, I don't know about y'all, but my mama, you didn't get away with nothing. Here, Proverbs 23:19 says, "Hear, my son, and be wise, and guide your heart in the way." My child, listen and be wise. Keep your heart on the right course. Every one of these verses is talking about listening to what's being said. It's showing the value of listening. Now, listening to the Word of God will bring you success. James 1:19, "So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath." Now the Amplified says it like this: "Understand this, my beloved brethren, let every man be quick to hear." And that word "man," when he uses "man" there, they're talking about mankind. That's talking about everybody, not just man himself. "Let every man be quick to hear, a ready listener, slow to speak, slow to take offense and get angry." Now this verse tells us that we need to be a ready hearer. Now, what I'm saying tonight to you is keep your ears open to the Word at all times. Now let's look at some key things here that it happens when we listen to the Word. Hearing the Word will increase our faith. Of course, we all know, and everybody quotes it, Romans 10:17, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word." You've all heard it. I heard it time and time again. I heard my dad preach on it many, 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 many times, more times than most of you people have heard him preach. I started hearing him preach when I was a baby. And I heard him preach until he went home to be with the Lord. I traveled with him on the road when I was 4, 5, 6 years old. Then when he pastored, I sat in the church. I heard him preach, and I heard him say this scripture over and over and over again: "So faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word." If you're going to make any progress in receiving the promises of God, you've got to hear the Word. Now, you know, many people thought because Dad, he was very vocal and spoke on the platform. But if you really knew him and was with him, he really was a man of few words. He could be in a group of people and I've driven in the car. I'm driving him. He's in the car with me for 2.5 hours. He never said one word. And then there'd be other times he'd talk my head off. But when he was with a group of people, I've sat with him with ministers, and he just listened. He told me, "Son, you can learn more about people and where they are spiritually if you just listen at them talk." Ooh. When you listen to somebody talking, if they're talking about how bad it is, you know that they're not into the Word. You know, I've sat with him and we'd leave and I'm already in ministry myself. We'd be at some kind of deal, and a bunch of ministers talking, and we'd leave, and he'd say, "Son, now I could have chimed in and said something." I said, "I know." I said, "I'm only 25 years old, or 27 years old. I mean, and I knew better than to do what they're doing. It was a church problem, and they were talking about it." And I said, I learned it from you. I watched how you handle things." You see, listen and watch, and you can learn a lot. about how to handle life, about how to handle problems. Come on. If you find it hard to listen, it will affect your life. The truth is, some people are just unwilling to listen. Other people just don't take the time to listen. I'm talking about listening to the Word of God. I'm talking about listening in the natural. You know, I've been in charge of things around here at Rhema. Well, I'm in charge of Rhema since it started. And then in charge of the Kenneth Hagin ministry since about 82, when Dad called a meeting one day and said, Ken's in charge of everything from now on. And I didn't even know he was going to do it. And you know, I would set people down and talk to them and start and giving them instructions on how to do something. And when they walked out, I knew I was going to have to go back and correct it, because halfway through the congregation, through the conversation, they quit listening. I could tell. They already fair. Oh, I know how to do this. I got this. I got this, man. I know. You could tell they wanted to get out there and go to work. You know, problems are caused when we don't listen. When we don't listen in natural, when we don't listen in the spiritual. You know, too many people are praying for faith, and that's not the way you get it. You get it by listening to the Word of God. You know, my dad was known as the father of modern day Word of Faith, and a lot of people would say, oh man, I wish I had faith like Brother Hagin. I had a guy tell me that one day, and I said, are you willing to do what he did to get it?
Well, what are you talking about? What are you talking about?
I said, well, he reads the Word every day. I said, he's read the New Testament through over 150 times. And the Lord told him to quit counting, because he was getting prideful about how many times he'd read. And I don't know how many times he read the whole Bible through. But you see, most people don't want to spend the time it takes. In the natural, this happens. People want promotion in a job, but they're not willing to spend the time to do what it takes to get there. You can't have strong faith unless you repeatedly hear the Word of God over and over and over and over again. Remember in Acts 14:8, when Paul was preaching in Lystra and said, as a man without strength in his feet, a cripple from his mother's womb, when he heard Paul speaking, then Paul saw that he had faith to be healed. How did he get the faith to be healed? By hearing what Paul was saying concerning God and the Word. After the man heard him preach, hearing the Word produces faith. You know, but I want you to notice, it says that he heard Paul speak, he had faith, but I want you to notice nothing happened until he put action. When Paul told him to stand up, it says he's a cripple from his mother's womb. He'd never walked before in his life. He didn't say, I can't walk. He just jumped up. You see, after you hear the Word, then you got to do what the Word tells you to do. He heard the Word. The man of God told him, stand up on your feet. He didn't say, I can't, I never have. He said, he just jumped up and started leaping and walking. We need to take time to repeatedly hear the Word of God over and over and over and over and over and over. And I don't have enough overs to say. Say this with me. If I keep hearing the Word, it'll change my life. Now, hearing the Word enables us to do what the Word says. Matthew 7:24. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a man, a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew, beat on the house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. Now, it's a little more modern, and the NLT says it like this. Anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds a house on solid rock. Though the rains come in torrents and the floodwaters rise, the wind beat against the house, it won't collapse because it's built on bedrock. But anyone who hears my teaching and ignores it is foolish, like a person who builds a house on the sand. When the rains and floods come, the winds beat against the house, it will collapse with a mighty crash. Notice, first of all, it says here, anyone who listens to my teachings, this is word, Jesus talking. Anyone who listens to my teachings and follows it is wise. You want to be wise? Follow what the Word of God says. Now, several years ago, how many years ago when we had that 22-inch snow? About 2010. The way the wind was blowing, it blew all of the snow, wasn't any on any other part of the roof except that back south section. And there was snow drifts up there that were over 6 feet tall. We had to get people up there and cut it and get it off. And it caused one of the purlins back there, but the rest of the building didn't even feel it. The engineers and so forth that built this building, they said, this building is built so strong that you can run a semi-truck in that southwest corner over there, or southeast corner over there, and the rest of the building never feel it because it's built on solid ground. How do I know that? Because I was out here when they built it. From the time they started digging dirt to the last up there where that face shield is, there was a big ring that was held up by hydraulic jacks. And all the steel and everything went up there and hooked into it. And when they let those jacks loose, they didn't know whether it was going to sink 3 inches or 6 feet. But that ring was going to sink down and snap in, and everything going to snap in place. I think it went down 2 feet, I think, at the most. But you notice there's no poles inside this building. That's because right back there and right over there and right over there, there is the steel beam that goes up that holds everything is setting on a hole that's drilled into the ground 34 feet down to the blue shale. Mr. Harrison that drilled all the holes, there's 300 and some odd piers in this building, but those three are the main piers. They're 34 feet deep, and they're 6 feet in diameter. And they got rebar in it about that big around that they made in a sort of a square, and they set it down in there. And then they poured that. There's 33 feet of concrete, 6 feet across a round hole. And then the big bolts are set in the top of that concrete, and then they bolted that on there and stuck it up in the air, and it's solid. Amen. Mr. Harrison, the engineer, said, oh, well, the brown shale will be all right. And Mr. Harrison said, listen, I've been drilling in this Oklahoma soil for 34 years, and if I do the job, we're going to blue shale. I said, Mr. Harrison's doing the job. We're going down. Because I'd learned a little bit about building when I was associate pastor from my father-in-law. And I knew if you don't have a good foundation, it's going to fall. That's exactly what Jesus was talking about right there in that scripture. If you don't have a good foundation of the Word of God, your house is going to fall. Hearing the Word is necessary. It's not just a pastime. It's necessary. Why do you hear the word? So you'll have faith, but also so that you can do what God asked you to do. So you can do what the Word of God tells you to do. Doing what you heard is as important as the hearing. The hearing comes first, but the doing comes next. Okay? You can't do the right thing unless you hear the right thing. That's why it's so important to hear the word. Because in today's world, you're going to hear everybody under the sun. They're going to be giving their idea. This is what I think this scripture means. This is what they're... Hey, I don't care what anybody says. The Bible said it. I believe it. That settles it. God said what he meant what he said, and he don't have to need anybody to help him to interpret what the Bible said. If he said do it, then do it. He said, forsake not the assemblies of yourself together. That's why we come to church. But if you go on studying, you'll find out that when the saints come to church, come together, they draw strength from one another. Anybody getting anything out of this? God's word. First, hear the word. Then be a doer of the word. Hearing and doing. Say it. Hearing and doing. James 1:5. Some of you already knew where I was going. You're ahead of me. That's all right. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. This one will be blessed in what he does. The NLT says it. But if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, and if you do what it says and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it, both hearer and doer. Then you can read on in that first chapter there, and he tells you that you need to don't be like somebody that looks in a mirror and then goes away and forgets what he looks like. In other words, you hear the word, but you go away and you forget what the word says. If you keep hearing the word, it will change your life. How many of you hearing the word has changed your life? That's great, and we all have. But do you know what? That's not a stopping point. We have to continue keep hearing the word so we keep changing our life and progressing with God. Hearing the word enables you to have what God promised you. Everybody wants the promises of God. Matthew 4:24 says, he said to them, take heed what you hear. With the same measure you use, it will be measured to you who hear, more will be given. The NLT, I like it, says, pay close attention to what you hear. The closer you listen, the more understanding you'll be given, and you'll receive even more. I like that. I like the more part. Hello. It's good to have some, but it's good to have more. Anybody understand what I'm saying? That's this old good Texas talk where I come from. All right. Luke 8:18. I want to read that New King James and the NLT. Therefore, take heed how you hear. For whoever hears, or whoever has, to him more will be given, and whoever does not have, even what he seems to have, will be taken from him. Now, I like NLT says it better. So pay attention how you hear. Pay attention how you hear. Do you realize that there's some people that are hearing me right now, but they're not, they hear my voice, but they're not hearing what I'm saying. So how can, that's possible all the time. I can prove it to you. How many of you watch television? Most of us do. How many of you are watching a program and a commercial comes on, you hear it but when it's over, you couldn't tell anybody what they said. Why? You hear it, but you don't hear it. You understand what I'm saying? You hear it, but it doesn't register. Come on. Many times, many people sit in church, they hear what the preacher's saying, but they don't hear what he said. Come on. So pay attention to how you hear. To those who listen, my teaching, understand, will be given. But for those who are not listening, even what they have, or what they think they understand, will be taken away from them. These verses talk about what to hear and how to hear. Notice, hear the right thing, do the right thing. Hear the wrong thing, do the wrong thing. It is very important when you, actually, I was taught this, and I'm careful about it when I go overseas to preach. Those people are not like us here. They never heard nothing. So whatever you say is what they're going to believe. How many of you that travel realize that? I got some of my Rhema school people here, Buckley's and the Jensen's there. You have to tell them the right thing the first time, because if you tell them wrong, it's hard to, if somebody has already told them wrong, it's hard to get it out. Is that not right? That's what happens so many of you. You were told that this couldn't happen and that couldn't happen and that couldn't happen. Now somebody comes in teaching faith and teaching what the Word of God says, and you have to get rid of all of that before you can really start believing what God really said. You know, people say, well, now, listen, you can't ever tell what's going to happen. Now, you know, God is sovereign. And yeah, he is. But he also tells us in the Word, he also tells us that, hey, I want you to have a good life. I'm here to bless you. I'm here to heal you. I'm here to give you the good life. I'm here to take care of you. I'm here to protect you if you read the Word. But you've been told otherwise until you just accept it. We don't have to accept it. I mean, we live in tornado country here. Anybody know about that? somebody said, we're crazy because, back several years ago, my dad and I were right out there and there was a, you could see it going through the air up there, and we told everybody else to go get in a tornado shelter. We're out there watching it. We probably shouldn't have been, but we was. But you know, people, they hear, but they don't do. I mean, when that siren starts blowing, well, even before that, whenever they just say it's a tornado watch, that means it's capable of having one. I start quoting the Word of God over my house, over my family. I have the authority to do that. Over my kids, my grandkids, I start quoting the Word of God over this campus. Lynette will tell you, I'll say, that campus is protected by the power of God in the name of Jesus. The student housing across the street, anything that has the name Rhema on it that we own is protected. I do it. I even call the ranch down there. Why? Because I have that authority. And I will say, and my wife will tell you, I agree with all of my people that are saying the same thing I'm saying. I'm agreeing with. I don't have the authority to speak to it like you do, but I do have the authority to agree with you. Come on. See, that's what hearing the Word will do. Anybody understand what I'm trying to get across to you tonight? Hearing the Word changes your life. It changes how you think about things. It changes how you act. The way we act should be a mirror of what the Word says. The way we act on our job should be a mirror of Christ and the Word. See, some of you say, well, I never preach. You preach all the time. They know who you are. They know what you stand for. And with your life, you may never say a word, but you're preaching. That's why you need to know the Word, so you'll live right. Come on now. We need to stir ourselves up to hear more and more of the Word. If you begin to really get into the Word, God will move in your life like you've never seen before. You'll achieve a new level. And you may leave some of your friends behind. But don't worry about them. Talk to them. But hey, be concerned about yourself. Too many people are worrying and fretting and complaining about somebody else. Hey, they're their own person and they've got to do it for themselves. You're your own person and you have to do it for yourself. Make up your mind tonight that you are going to continually hear the Word, hear the Word, hear the Word, hear the Word, because your life, you want the life that God says belongs to you. That life, God says, He said He wanted you to have life and have it more abundantly. I like what one of the other translations, have it to the full, man. Glory to God. Everybody stand up. Heavenly Father, I just tried to stir up these people's minds. They already know most of what I was talking about. But Father, we need to be reminded continually how important it is for us to stay listening to the Word. Listening to the Word. Father, I thank you tonight that you'll help each of us to be more intently involved with the Word. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Praise the Lord.